It was actually difficult to watch, I suppose, to see, you know, young calves being mistreated in transport all over Europe and as far afield as Israel, which I wouldn't have any idea was happening. Look, at every year there's about 2 million calves born in Ireland, same for the last 30 or 40 years. And the images on the programme nowhere were representing how calves are treated in this country. Most farmers would prioritise the welfare of themselves rather than, you know, mistreat calves.
The documentary, you know, it suppose showed what is going on out there in certain instances, and we kind of hope that, you know, it's maybe a wake-up call to some.
Because the transport of animals is governed by stringent Irish and EU regulations, and they have to be adhered to this the same as everything else. Like, the highest standards of animal welfare has to apply, and there has to be zero tolerance approach to anyone who does not adhere to the highest standards. Does anyone in the sector, like, you know, the responsibility to meet the very highest standards in animal welfare? And, you know, it's these transport people that's doing this. You know, it's nothing to do with farmers, thankfully, and farmers, as I said, you know, would do life and death before, you know, mistreating animals. Like, the regulations are there. It's up to the department and the EU to make sure that these regulations are adhered to, you know. Like, that's the long and short of it. We need a functioning live trade in animals, you know, for Irish farmers to get a reasonable price for their product. It's gone on for years, and, you know, our livestock are in demand because they're excellent quality and they're well looked after from birth. You know, our trade is on a reputation, and everyone in the chain must operate to the highest standards.